Well, we'd like to say hello to everybody. Our show was called Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. This show includes live music, dancing girls. Oh, no, wait a minute. No dancing girls. I'm sorry. We're going to have some live recordings from some of the local musicians and bands. That's what we're part of our feature is. And each month we try to feature a guest from the area. And this week or this month we're going to have my brother Joe helping us out here with... He was a member of Trigger Happy for several years, so we got him in studio here with us. And so hope we sit back and enjoy. This is small town, hometown, local radio, the old-fashioned way. So hope you enjoy it. Once again, welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories. Like we mentioned, this is, I think, our sixth month of being here, I think, isn't it, Eddie?
You mean six times you roped me into doing this?
Yes, yes, six times that I forced you into coming doing this. No, it's been a lot of fun. But like I said earlier, it's a show that's featuring local music and local musicians, and it's just been a lot of fun. We're hoping to bring in lots more of our musician friends. I want to thank Gay and Tom Magnifici. Were here last month with us, and we've had Scott Nash with us and Fizz Kaiser, and now we got Joe, my brother, here. We had Scott Nash, too. What did I say? Yeah, Carl Oslin. So, like I said, we're going to try to round up some more of the local players and get them in here, and most of this is done live. We are going to have some recordings of some of our live recordings, and we're going to do a little bit of something from the Dweebs here tonight. They're friends of ours, Mike Blue, so it's going to be a fun show. But Eddie, you we played in town here not so long ago for a birthday party for Linda Spencer.
Yeah, we came to town on the Saturday afternoon and kind of played a late birthday party for her there.
We certainly hope you're tuned in here, Linda. We thank you for letting us be a part of your family party there. It was great. We're hopefully get back there sometime soon too. And we did something kind of different last Friday night. We played it in Burkhart, Wisconsin, at the Willow River Inn. It was a living memorial for an old classmate of my older brother, John, that has had some illnesses for several years. And he wanted to do a living memorial, so he wanted Trigger Happy to play. And it was great. You know?
Yeah, it was all the different things we've done through the years, and that's one of the different things to...
Yeah,
go play for somebody and have a celebration of life that they wanted to go do something like that.
I know it, and it was an honor to be there. And you've been traveling much at all, or
just lacrosse this week? I'm heading for Green Bay next week. So
is your gas pedal getting kind of shiny now?
She's wore right up. The rubber's wore right up the foot feet there.
Yep. So, well, Joe, good to have you here. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you. It'll be fun to do this.
You were a member of Trigger Happy for, I think it was it 19 years?
19 years, yep, that's correct. Started in 1989.
Sure. And we're going to reminisce some of those memories through the years, too, and whatever. But what we've done each show, too, Joe, is bringing in people and ask them, like, what are the early influences that you had? And the influences I had early on was the Shorn Brothers and Ed Paulson, a teacher that taught us to play music, and Eddie had a family that was playing music all the time, and a household full of accordion players on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it's been fun asking everybody what kind of You know, what got you to playing music? Joe, you want to share just a little bit of that?
Well, that's a tough question. Obviously, we grew up in a house full of music with the John and Dave band. You were a part of that. So I grew up with some of that and started playing guitar at a very young age. A few things that I do remember that were kind of monumental to me for music was there was a couple movies that I'd seen at a young age. And one was called Dead Man's Curve that was on Jan and Dean.
Sure.
And another one was Birth of the Beatles, which so many musicians were brought into that by the Beatles.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's a big part. I remember as a young musician watching some local talent, the Valley Boys, Denny Thorson.
Yep.
That was pretty cool to me. Later on, you know, during high school years and whatnot, there was Mike Blue that we talked about. He was a pretty cool guy, still is. Good friend of all of ours now. But he had some bands playing around the area, a few different ones called Loose Change, Apple River Boys, and Vicious Rumor. That was probably the biggest one for me.
Sure.
At that age, I was playing with a couple other classmates, doing some three-piece stuff, did some 4-H parties, some high school dance stuff, and whenever we weren't doing that, we were trying to follow that Vicious Rumor band. We were too young to get in, but we were standing on the back fences of the street dances and whatnot, watching Mike Blue up there with that band, so that was a big part of it.
Sure. Well, we'll come back to some more of that. We're going to make you sing, though. And I talked to Mike Blue today on the phone. And so we'll come back and review some more of that. That's some good reasons to be influenced by music. But Joe, you haven't played with the band for a while, but we know you still got it in you. Let's do a little bit of, how about Memphis?
Sure, we'll try that one. Long distance information, get me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party that tried to get in touch with me. I did not get the number, but I know the place to call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Long distance information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. She's always on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from that Mississippi bridge. Last time I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. Marie would pull apart me, cause her ma did not agree. And told Pa I'd have a home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information within debt I cannot add. Only that I miss her. And all the fun we had. Marie was only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, that's Joe. Playing live. Well, this is live radio, Joe. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, Mike.
Yes.
You mean I'm doing this right now?
You were doing it right now, and it's kind of neat. It's pretty fun. But, you know, all the traveling that you do, Eddie, I bet you listen to radio a lot, don't you?
All the time in the car between radio stations or recordings or whatever I have with me at the time. So.
Yeah. It's if I had to pick TV or radio, it wouldn't take long for me to decide what I want. Radios, I listen to it all the time, too. I love it. But anyhow, you know, Joe joined our group. John had left the group, and we were looking for a replacement. Joe steps in and played rhythm guitar and some lead guitar, helped you out with some of the leads. Also played bass. When I switched to fiddle, you were a big help to us, Joe, with all that and sang a handful of songs every night with us, too. But
yeah, and loaded the truck and the trailer. And
oh, yeah. We were busy taking care of business, you know, and
yep.
you were loading the truck. But,
yep.
But so that you were really important to us that way.
Yeah, I figured that out. It didn't take me long to figure that out.
But what was fun about this, too, is that you and Ed got to be pretty good friends and still are with and found some other things besides music, hunting and fishing. You guys had an ice fishing shack out on Lake Wabagasset.
We've had it on several different lakes,
sure.
rivers around the area here on the Apple River. We fished that pretty regular for a while.
Yeah.
All the different things we tried to do or somebody needed help doing something, there wasn't about anything we wouldn't try to.
That's right. We cut wood and sold wood and we tuned pianos. And
yeah, we did that for a while.
How'd that go? Did you make a lot of money doing that?
Oh, we did really good at that.
Yeah, it was a huge success.
Huh? It is, yep.
Only broke three strings, I think.
Yep.
Oh, I remember you guys went ice fishing one year and decided it'd be fun to stay overnight in the ice shack.
Yeah, that's right. It really wasn't all that fun, Mike.
No.
It ended up, turned out it was the coldest night of that winter. We had 22 below that night, and we were sleeping in an ice shack, and boy, it didn't take us long. The next morning, we headed for home and said, yep, that was fun.
Well, I think if I remember right, that reclining lawn chair you had broke, so you ended up sleeping on the floor.
Right.
And underneath you was, you know, 24 inches of ice, so it
yep.
was, I'm sure it was not real comfortable, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
It was a carpeted floor, though.
It was a carpeted floor, but we had a wood stove in there. It was about 95 above my head, but on my back, we were about 22 below zero.
Oh, yeah, I bet. But anyhow, it's just... It's fun. We've had just the camaraderie with music and what a vehicle it is, all the crazy places it's taken us. But anyhow, we recorded a CD at Mike Blues back in 2004, and you were with the group at that time, Joe. And we're going to play one of those right now. It's a song called Mama Don't... Yeah, Your Mama Don't Dance.
Yep, that's right. That was a Loggins and Messina song that I did on that CD.
Yeah, so we're going to give that a spin here and see how she goes. So.
Oh, well, your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Evening rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where you go? To rock and roll. Well, the old folks say that you better end your date by 10. If you're out on a date and you bring it home late, that's a sin. There just ain't no excuse and you know you're gonna lose and never win. I'll say it again, ain't it all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Evening rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where you go? To rock and roll. Find a place to park. You hop into the back seat. We know it's nice and dark. You're just about to move and you're thinking it's a breeze. There's a light in your eye and then a guy says,
out of the car, long hair.
Louise, you come with me, your local police. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Evening rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where you go? To rock and roll. Ain't it all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Evening rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where you go? To rock and roll. Where you go? To rock and roll. Where you go? To rock and roll.
Oh, that was Joe Murtha singing lead on that one. Trigger Happy recording from 2004. And we used to do that song every night, Joe. We thinking about some of the places that we played at the Dallas House. We were at quite often when you were with us. Willow River Inn in Burkhart. You and I started there as a two-piece quite a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, it was actually, I'd stopped, well, when we were there last Friday night, and I ran into some other old friends that actually, we were both hanging around at Kurt's Guitar Shop in Richmond when Kurt Isaacson was still around. It was just interesting the way that, they didn't have music, and then Mike Miller used to have his Christmas party there, and he asked us to play there as a two-piece, and then there was a couple of two pieces, and then once in a while we'd bring the four piece in.
Yeah,
now there's music there all the time.
Yeah. We started with Mike Miller's his birthday party in December, I think was, and then that Larry, I can't remember his last name, but bought it, and he liked the idea of the two piece, and it was a perfect spot for people to come and hear live music. We talked him into going with our four piece whenever we could. And it took off, and the timing was right, and the place was kind of new to the people. And so, we had a lot of fun there. I remember playing at PR's in River Falls, so for quite a few wedding dances.
Yep, that's right. We played there a number of times, parties there. Thinking back to the Willow River there, some of the biggest nights we had there, they had Halloween parties there.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the biggest in the area at the time. They gave away some really nice prizes and some really good costumes there. We had a lot of fun on those nights. Every night we had fun there, but those nights were especially fun.
Sure. We used to do some wedding dances quite a bit back then, too. It kind of got away from the live bands doing it. I think it's going back there a little bit now, but Baldwin Legion, we did some wedding dances in the Twin Cities. We played for a wedding dance for some folks that were hearing impaired, right?
Yeah, the gal at Marcia that works with us, her and her husband are deaf, and we played for their wedding dance, and that was a whole different deal.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Talk about the power of music right there.
Yes.
A lot of the people there were deaf also, weren't they?
Yeah.
But we had our speakers on the floor, and I just remember what great dancers they were.
Yeah.
Just dancing by the vibration of them speakers.
And they said to turn up the bass and the drums and make sure they can feel the rhythm. And just a lot of good fun memories. But let's sing another song. Eddie, do you want to do a song here? This is the one that you and Joe used to do some twin guitar lead, I think.
Yeah, I think we worked this out, and Joe and I played twin guitar on this. It's an old Cowboy Copa song, one called Going Back to Alabama. Well, I went to a turkey roast down the street. The people down there eat like groggies. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Talk about your people have a whale of a time. Eating up chicken and drinking her wine. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Now some folks say that tramp won't steal, but I got through in my cornfield. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. One had a bushel, the other had a peck. One had a roasted ear tied around his neck. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Well, here comes Sal walking down the street with her rundown shoes tied on her feet. Good morning, honey. Stand over there, baby. Get over there now. Hello, Sal. I know you with a rundown slipper and a tore-up shoe. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. When I get ready to leave this earth, I gotta look back on my money's worth. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. I'm going back to Alabama.
Cowboy Copas did that.
Yes, we just did it, Mike.
Well, that was just, yeah, we don't want to fool anybody that it was actually, it was us doing it. Yeah, and this, again, this is live radio, WPCA Radio in Amory, Wisconsin. So, you know, we talked about just the transitions of the bands. We've had, I think, I don't know if it's seven or eight different musicians floated through our band through the years. But we had, after Bob Hubde had left, we had Art Marcian.
Art Marcian,
yeah. Was our drummer for a while. And then after that, we had a gentleman by the name of Jeff Hushalt, and he was from Red Wing originally. He played in a rock and roll band that was very popular back in the early 70s called Jesse Brady, and they were a regional act that did really well. But
I think they played a lot of colleges and stuff like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think
they
so.
They were a really good rock band.
Yep, and first time I had heard them was at Proch's Ballroom in Ellsworth, and I was in high school. They were just way above everybody, but Jeff was the drummer with them, and he ended up being our drummer, which was pretty remarkable. Joe, you were a part of the group at that same time, but
yeah, that was a lot of fun with Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff didn't sing, but he didn't have to. He just played so well with the drums, and it was so fun that some of the old songs that we did for years, not that he changed the rhythms, but he just added so much energy to what we were doing. It was so fun, and but it was funny too. Like Jeff had never heard of songs like Release Me, and he hadn't heard of songs like Willie Nelson's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
What'd you say, Joe? He'd never done a Johnny
Cash? Yeah, he told me they'd never played a Johnny Cash song until he played with us. Such a talent, but that was not his style at the time when he came with us, and he started liking what we were doing, and he had a good time, and we all had a good time together with him. So
yeah, and so we ended up learning some of the music he was more familiar with, so we were doing some good dance rock, some 60s. That wasn't crazy music, but it was just some really good music that was fun to do. But I'm going to do something. This one was actually done with the Beatles at one time, a song called Chains. But we had a couple other ones that we did with Jeff. We might try to find time for them here yet tonight, too. But here's a little song called Chains. Chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Chains, I can't break away from these chains. I can't run around because I'm not free. Oh, these chains of love won't set me free, yeah. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, I think you're fine. I'd like to love you, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love won't set me free, yeah. Tell you, pretty baby, your lips are sweet. I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and it ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Chains, chains of love, chains of love, chains of love. Yeah, it was some fun dance music we used to do. Well, we still do that song, but we haven't done it for quite a while. But Jeff liked doing those kind of songs. He was a big fan of the Beatles. And we used to do some That's how we got influenced to doing the song Because, which we recorded on our last CD. He was a big...
He got a lot of Ringo. I know he always talked about Ringo.
I didn't realize
how good Ringo was until he was explaining all
I know
things.
It was a lot of fun. But I remember one time John, our brother, came out and just sat in with us at the Willow River, and he did Merle Haggard's song, I Take a Lot of Pride in What I Am. Of course, Jeff never heard of it, and I think, Eddie, you were always so good at explaining rhythms, saying it's a straight four, it's a medium swing or whatever you told him, but he locked into it, and it was done correctly, but it was done just slightly differently with Jeff, but that was some of the fun things there. But Joel, you were in a high school band, too.
That's right, I was.
Yes.
I played saxophone in high school, or started in sixth grade, I guess. Played alto and then switched over to baritone sax, the marching band and whatnot. And we also played a little bit in the jazz band at school. And
sure.
We had a really nice band director at the time, Mr. Dave Larson.
Absolutely.
Give him a lot of respect. I learned a lot from him. He also gave us the opportunity I said that we were doing a little three-piece thing for a while, and the three of us were doing pep band stuff at the school, at the basketball games and whatnot. He'd showcase us and let us do Wipeout and a few other odds and ends.
Was that you and Gary and Barb?
Yep, Gary Evenson and Barb Frame. Yep.
Sure. Yes. Barb is still playing.
She is
active. They got a really good two-piece.
Yeah, Boston Haas.
Yeah, they just sing so well together.
They do, yeah.
They got a nice thing going on there. But, yeah, again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories is the name of our show. It's live, but we've got some recordings we're doing here, too. But you talked earlier about Mike Blue, and like I told you, I mentioned I had talked to Mike today, too, and hopefully he's going to tune us in. He's out in Rapid City, Iowa, I think it was, today. They were getting ready to do some shows out there. But anyhow, we're going to play a song that Mike had recorded with the Dweebs. This is Mike's voice. And just so you don't, this show is just a little bit different. We've been doing such traditional country, which we still love. But we like some of this music, too, and we certainly respect Mike Blue's work. And here's a great song of Mike singing here. So.
I'll never do you no harm.
Oh, that is Mike Blue from the Dweebs, good friend of ours. Mike was so good to us with recordings, our CDs we did there. But we did a couple of projects with our church with Mike Blue and recorded. You were on, I think, at least one of those, Eddie. We did a CD.
I played clarinet or something on
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, but yeah, it was for a church project, and it was just for a fundraiser for the church. Get done with the recording after several weeks of working and hanging out with Mike, and asked him what the bill was. He said, paid in full. You guys don't owe us anything. It's for the church, and that's the kind of guy he is. Yeah. And we're proud to say he's our friend. But we're going to see if we can get him up here on the show here sometime. So we're going to do a complete turnaround here now. We're going to go from some pretty good rock and roll music there, Mike Blue singing, to some old time. And we made Jeff Hushalt learn old time too, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
So,
he liked it too.
Well, he liked it, I think. Well, we forced it on him. So here's, I brought the tuba. So this is especially.
You what?
I got the tuba. I'm going to play it here. And
I found that.
I hope Bonnie and Max are listening from Florida because they're going to enjoy this.
Well, good. And also, Putz and Julie. Putz is a big fan of the tuba. So I think he's tuned in here. So Putz, this is also for you. So a little song called Polka on the Piano, featuring Eddie on the accordion. A little polka from the boys here live in Amory, Wisconsin.
What a deal. We brought that tuba right here in the room with us. Yeah, that was a polka on the piano on the accordion, like we like to say. Mike wanted me to mention a little bit, the next song we got up is another song that we did on Joe on that CD that we did together, and there was a song that was an original song that a friend of ours, or actually a guy that I worked with, Ron Holly, introduced me to a guy by the name of John Kerhiowitz from Apple Valley. And he was a songwriter and used to write a lot of songs and send them down. He was hooked up with some things down in Nashville. And he actually was, I think, co-writer. And they actually, him and a
another guy wrote a song for the Oak Ridge Boys, and it was that song, It's Going to
Take a Lot of River.
Yeah, yep. It's Going to Take a Lot of River.
Good song.
And,
yeah. I don't know why he gave that to them.
Yeah. And he gave us this other one. No, he just let us record this other one. It's called Smokey Joe's on a Monday Night.
Yeah.
Well, it's the quiet that I like, so I come here Monday nights. It's peaceful and there's lots of elbow room. With the weekend warriors home, the whole place is my own. It's Monday night at Smokey Joe's Saloon. Now I can play my favorite song without everybody singing along. I can hear the words and even hum the tune. Like a chapel in the pines, serving whiskey, beer, and wine. It's Monday night at Smokey Joe's Saloon. The bartender knows my name, and I let him keep the change. He buys me one, and then I buy him two. We tell stories of our youth, and we sometimes tell the truth. On Monday nights at Smokey Joe's Saloon. Now at the end of every week, I'm at home and sound asleep, while the weekend crowd is howling at the moon. I say let them have their fun, as long as they don't come on Monday nights to Smokey Joe's Saloon. The bartender knows my name, and I let him keep the change. He buys me one, and then I buy him two. We tell stories of our youth, and we sometimes tell the truth. On Monday nights at Smokey Joe's Saloon, I say let them have their fun, as long as they don't come on Monday nights to Smokey Joe's Saloon.
Well, that's a Trigger Happy recording from 2004. Like Eddie explained, with John Krajewicz was the writer guy from Apple Valley that wrote that. And actually, he gave you, you know, a handful of songs and said, help yourself. And that's the one that we thought was most suited for what we were doing.
Yeah, it was neat. Yeah, he'd call me and he'd found out I played steel guitar. And then I'd go out to his house and to try to give his some of his songs a little more country flavor. I'd play steel on some of them before he sent them down to Nashville. And so, but yeah, that was a neat deal.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd like to say hello to a few folks. Edna over there in White Bear Lake, she's always tuning in here with WPCA. She talked to her here last week, and she's got some new speakers for her computer that are about the size of a cell phone. And she said it sounds just terrific. So she's not only tuning in this show, but she's tuning in Bob Zank almost every day here. But I want to say hello to Edna. She's a great friend, and say hello to my mother. And Jim out in Arizona, right, Joe?
Yep, that's my mother, too.
Yes, and our sister and Brian are out there. And always have to say hello to Uncle Bob. It's we're going to go see him here at the end of the month. He's in a facility here in town. We're going to be playing some music there with him the 25th, I think it is, isn't it, Eddie?
Yep.
25th of March, we're going to be there to see on Gary McIntyre, a good friend of ours who has been recovering from illness, but he's back doing some work, and he was telling me that when they were drawing some blood out of him, that the first half pint that come out of him, straight lacquer thinner. He's been he's been painting cars for years. He said it was highly flammable. No, good thing nobody was smoking in the room there when they. But other than that, no, Gary, he's getting back on his feet. We're glad.
Wasn't your typical blood draw? Is that what you're trying to say?
It was not typical. No, like I said, it straight lacquer thinner. It was good. I guess it was very pure. It was some good stuff.
But, I bet it was.
Yeah, but Putz and Julie are heading for Mexico on Saturday. Say hello to you. And Linda Spencer, like we mentioned earlier, hope you're tuned in here as well. And my wife, Debbie. Joe, you got some folks you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my wife, too, that's listening at home there. We also have some special relatives out there listening, too. We got some all the way in the great state of Texas that were trying to tune us in. He was having a little trouble trying to get it in there, Uncle Tom and Aunt Kathy down there, but I'm sure he's got it dialed in there by now. We also got an uncle and aunt right out of Hammond there, too, Uncle Bill and Aunt Colleen, that are going to tune it in tonight. Another good friend of ours, of all of ours, Greg Hawkins and Sue, they're on their road trip north. They were going up to Phillips, Wisconsin, and they were going to try to tune us in, too. So.
Well, good. Yes, that's good. Eddie, you got any?
Yeah, but like we mentioned, Bonnie and Max down there in Florida, and Gina down in Terre Haute, and Mark down in Terre Haute, and maybe Jim and Marlene out in Sioux Falls. You never knew who might be out there listening. So thanks to everybody that is out there listening.
Absolutely, yeah. We're trying to spread the word and tell your neighbors about this show. And it's just local old-fashioned radio is what it is. But we're going to play another song off of our CD featuring Joe. Joe is our guest this month.
The featured artist of the month.
That's right. That's right. There'll be pictures of you all over the place.
Yeah, there already is.
Oh, there is. Okay.
It's all over Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure. So this is a song. Again, we talked about a little bit of a transition in our band. We always still play traditional country music, but we added some good dance, 60s, 70s rock and roll stuff, that especially with Jeff Hauschultz with us. But again, this is another one that came out of the 50s, I believe.
Yeah, we put two of them together. Bob Hovde and I did this song together.
Sure.
I did the first part. Well, I did the first part because I wanted it done right.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's
no.
Pretty tough to follow your act. I'm sure Bob was
that's right.
Struggling with that. But
yep.
A little song called Tutti Frutti.
Well, how come, say you, well, what you want? You say you do, but baby, then you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. You say you will when you want. Gotta know, like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. Says, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Don't see right. You've been out painting the town. Uh-oh, baby, been sipping around. Said, uh-oh. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. You say you will when you want. We'll be right back.
the phone lines are lit right up. They said, you guys are so goofed up there. You got the wrong song. You introduced something.
That's just how I sound an awful lot like another guy by the name of Scott Nash.
Yeah, you sound just like Scott on that one, Joe.
I can do that with my voice.
Well, folks, we know that. You don't have to call the station anymore. They just flooded the lines here. But anyhow, yeah, it was a trigger happy. We just got the wrong CD. That's okay. This is live radio, folks. Did I mention that before? So that's going to happen once in a while. But it was a trigger happy song with Scott Nash. But we are going to... Can we try that one? Tutti Frutti, the one you did with Bob Hubby. See if we can still have time to do that, Joe. So I think we can... There it is. Yeah. So folks, don't call us anymore. We got it figured out here. It took us about a half the song before we realized we had the wrong one in there, but we got her now. So I think we're going to get her queued up here. We're going to try her. Okay, here's our version of Tutti Frutti.
A wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom. Tutti Frutti, a Rudy, a 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 Tutti Frutti, a Rudy. Well, a wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom. Got a gal named Sue, and she knows just what to do. Got a gal named Sue, and she knows just what to do. She rocks to the east, she rocks to the west, and she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy, a Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy, a Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy, a Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy. Well, a wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom. Got a gal named Daisy, ain't she almost drives me crazy? Got a gal named Daisy, ain't she almost drives me crazy? She rocks to the east, she rocks to the west, and she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy, a 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 Tutti Frutti, ah Rudy. Well, a wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom. Coming out of the sky, won't you get me down to Amazon on midnight, right on the moon? Playing in a traveling band, say yeah. And I'm flying across the land, trying to get ahead. Playing in a traveling band, take me to the hotel, baggage gone, oh well. Come on, come on, won't you get me to the room I want to move? Playing in a traveling band, say yeah. And I'm flying across the land, trying to get ahead. Playing in a traveling band. Listen to the radio talking about the last show. Someone got excited and had a call and came on the show on the moon. Playing in a traveling band, yeah. And I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Playing in a traveling band. Here we go again on a Saturday night with. And you're fighting, won't you give me to the room I want to move? Playing in a traveling band, yeah. And I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Playing in a traveling band. A Tutti Frutti, I'm a Rudy. 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 Wheel a wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom. Tutti Frutti, I'm a Rudy, a 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 Tutti Frutti, I'm a Rudy. Wheel a wop bop a loo wop a wop bam boom.
That was our recording from 2004. We're going to just do a little bit of something here, going back to some of the changes that we did back in the band. We're running out of time here, but this is a song that Jeff Hauschultz introduced to us, and a song by a group called Badfinger. So we'll just do a little bit of it here. So. Mm-hmm. No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, ooh, girl, with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around. Can't you tell me what you found, girl? Ooh, girl, want you. Knock down the old gray wall, be a part of it all. Nothing to see, nothing to say, nothing to do. If you would give me all, I would give it to you. Nothing would be, nothing would be, nothing would be. No matter where you go, there will always be a place. Can't you see it in my face, girl? Ooh, girl, want you. Ooh, girl. Ooh, girl, want you.
Okay, we're going to just cut that short, but we're going to say goodnight and thank you to Bob Zank as our engineer here once again. And thanks, Joe, for...
Well, thanks for having me. It was a fun time to do that.
Yes, Eddie, always fun to get together with you, and we'll be doing some projects down the road here. But again, we'll be back in 4 weeks. It's always the last Thursday of each month at 7 o'clock. And again, you can always tune us in on your computer as well as the local radio. So we hope you enjoyed the show, and keep in touch. Come out and see us.